This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. The Player of the Week is brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done this week. Obviously, Nick Foles, the Eagles quarterback, went 26-33 for 352 yards and three touchdowns and no picks as the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl by crushing the Vikings, and Foles went off. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger, the products and services you need when you need them. Grainger's got your back to help, you know, keep your facility running. Nobody's better than Grainger. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. NFL players are strongest under pressure. So is Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL. Vote for the Castrol Edge Clutch Performer of the Year at NFL.com/Castrol Edge today. So there you go. Andy Baskin does afternoons on The Fan in Cleveland, middays on 92.3, our great affiliate in Cleveland. And he's been on the bench a lot. We love him. He's a badass. And here we go again. It's very important that we get Baskin on the show as much as possible, as far as I'm concerned. Andy.
You're a good man.
How's it going, brother?
Sucks.
All right, yeah, so
sucks.
I have to
it's
tell you.
Horrible.
I believe that. I had to tell you my first reaction last night. I don't know if you heard me in Cleveland, because I know you're busy. But I said that... Now, this is just me saying it because I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I don't know. I don't matter. But I said, like, what is the whole deal with Kevin Love? I'm like, what is it? Blame the white guy day? I don't understand how it turned into everything's his fault for this team that's imploding. I don't think they've ever – the brothers have never liked Kevin Love. This is like an ongoing thing in Cleveland. Like, I don't think they've ever liked him from the jump. And here they are blaming him again. Now, I don't know the details of him walking off the court sick and then going home and then not coming the next day on Sunday. I don't know those details. But to me, that whole locker room screaming and yelling and fiery session we've been hearing about, I got to be honest with you, blaming him is hilarious to me, because I got to tell you, to me, he's like the only guy on that team besides LeBron, I guess, that does anything. I mean, he's the only guy that produces at all, basically.
You know, that's why I was named an all-star today. Like, blaming Kevin is like blaming the court. I mean, just stupid. He left with a migraine the other day that was checked out by one of the team officials. That's what Ty said today. So the fact that they were yelling at him is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If they were going to air it out, they should air it out at J.R. Smith, who Cavs fans want to root for. But tonight, he played 29 minutes. You know how many points he had against the Spurs? None. He sucks. Playing horrible. Jay Crowder hasn't done anything since he's come to the Cavaliers. They're a mess. Ty Lue's putting horrible combinations on the floor. I don't know why they won't play Channing Frye. When the guy plays 11 or more minutes, they're 16-1. But yet he wants to force Tristan Thompson out on the floor. And when Tristan plays, they're 8-16. What is going on? They're a wreck. They're not coming up with the right combinations. The guys are pointing the finger at each other. What they should be is pointing the finger at themselves.
You know, I got to tell you, Andy Baskin, one of our favorites on The Fan in Cleveland, always on the bench with us. Love is normal productivity. 18.5 a game, 9.5 boards, a block is 23, 24 minutes a game. These are all normal numbers for him. It would appear to me this year he's same as always, shooting better than his career highs, shooting better from downtown than his career high, 40% this year compared to 36% for career, shooting better at the line this year than his career, 82%, now 88% this season. His rebounds are down a little from career. His assists are down a little. His blocks are the same. His steals the same. I got to tell you, it's laughable to me that, this is like the brothers. They can't stand him. And TV hosts that are brothers don't like him either. I got to tell you, if I'm him, I want out of there. I want out of that quagmire. That whole scene there is a bunch of backstabbing brothers that play together, honestly, that can't stand him. The white boy that can fill it up. That's all there is to it.
Well, you missed one other thing. He's playing a different position this year. It's not even like he's playing the same spot he played last year. They're asking him to play center, and he's doing the best job that he can, and it's an all-star year. I'll tell you who I do think likes him is LeBron James, because when I watch his team play, the only guy that's trying to feed him the ball is LeBron. I thought it was a problem with Kyrie last year where Kyrie didn't feed him either. But, I mean, no, he's not being fed the ball. Jose Calderon feeds him the ball. I'll tell you that. There are some guys out there that will. But I think LeBron genuinely likes Kevin. I think when it's all said and done, in the next 10 days, I wouldn't be surprised if they strip this thing down as much as they can, try to rebuild it here on the fly during the season, knowing that LeBron doesn't have to come back, and they stick with their core, and the core is Kevin. And Kevin is a part of that, and Kevin will be a part of it.
I got to tell you,
I'll be surprised.
Can I just point out one other thing? Tristan Thompson has disappeared in the NBA, and it's all because he started sleeping with that chick. Honestly, ever since he hooked up with that Kardashian chick, he is a wuss. I mean, he had one rebound tonight in 20 minutes. Do you remember when that guy used to be an absolute glass cleaner? And now he's just absolutely, you know what he's doing? He has become the proverbial pro athlete that's getting his paycheck that doesn't produce. He just gets paid. He gets paid tons of money, and he does nothing on the floor at all.
JR, too, again, don't forget that stat. When he plays, I mean, when they play Channing Frye, they played well and they were winning. And then all of a sudden, Tristan came back 8-16. 8-16. How can Tristan Thompson walk off the floor with one rebound in 19 minutes tonight? When you say a shell of yourself, go back and think to the first time the Cavs were in the NBA Finals against Golden State and Kyrie was hurt. And, you know, it was Delly, LeBron, and Tristan. And Tristan played his ass off in those NBA Finals. He's a shell of that guy right now.
So your boy, D-Rose, you and I have had this conversation before. I told you he's a bizarre dude, and he's a flake. And when he was with the Knicks, he walked off and disappeared and went on some – he went to see his mom or something in the middle of the season and didn't tell anyone and disappeared, went AWOL. And then they all welcomed him back with open arms, like, what a joke. And then this year, for you guys, he did the same thing. He just completely lost it and went – he just becomes this bizarre freak who goes into his little shell and rubber room. I don't even know what the hell. He is – finished. That guy, what a mistake they made bringing him in. He's a joke. I mean, I don't even think that, you know, he'd probably be able to play in my league because he's still got a little bit of speed and certainly skill. But in the NBA, he's worthless.
Yeah, as long as your shoes aren't getting messed up, your new Kyrie's walking into the dog stuff.
I do have those shoes. I love them. I have the 2s, 3s, and I don't have the 4s because I got the LeBron 15s, and I wear them. And I got to tell you, the LeBron 15s are clearly now, they've surpassed sex in terms of importance in my life. The shoes are now more important than my marriage, my kids, and my sex life. I love the LeBron 15s. Mafia, tell him how much I love my shoes. I wear them. I like them so much. Tell him, Mafia, I barely want to wear them.
He's obsessed.
When I take them off, I leave them out in the cold, fresh air like Cleveland has, that freezing winter air. I leave them outside for like 10 minutes, and I sit in my house with a shotgun so like squirrels or birds or felons or thieves don't come by and steal them.
Some crazy stuff. You talk about a foot fetish, man. That's what you got right.
Listen, his shoes are the greatest shoes. Those 15s are the greatest shoes ever made by any person ever, by any shoe company. Not only are they badass, but they look badass. When I wear leggings with them, like black leggings over the black shoes, honestly, I think I could rob like prison or like vaults and banks all over the world. No one would even see me. I'm flying through the air. I'm like, Honestly, I'm flying through the air.
The view right now.
I mean,
the bench or is this the view? What are you doing to me?
I should be. I think mafia. Don't you think I should be like a criminal, like in a superhero movie, like where I'm like the guy flying through the city from building to building, robbing like art galleries and bank vaults in my LeBron 15s?
Forget a criminal. Sounds like you should be a spokesman.
Those are the greatest. Honestly, they have three platforms on the bottom of Mafia. You've seen them. The three platforms on the bottom of the shoe are the greatest things ever. They're like spaceships. I may start dunking again.
You're losing it, my man.
I am losing it. Let me ask you a question about the Browns really quick before I get fired. So what are they doing bringing in the guy that everyone hates? Just so you know, here's a news flash for you. Everyone hates Todd Haley. He's like bad karma.
Oh, man. I don't know if you know Andrew Filippone, who's at our affiliate in Pittsburgh, but we had him on the show today.
Of course.
Crushed him. Crushed him.
He's my man. He does my show all the time. He not only does the show, but he does the show when I'm like out on vacation. I love the Pony Express.
He's awesome, but, man, he killed him today. But you know what? Anything's better than Hugh Jackson calling plays right now. So, I mean, look, you're talking about the 0-16 team. You're talking about a team that's won one game in the last 2 years. And if you're going to bring him in here and he's successful, he's going to resurrect his career. If not, the Browns have a guy that if they go 0-4, 0-5 to start the season, he may get a shot at being the head coach of the Browns next year. If he wins, oh, my God. What is it? He's an offensive wizard genius that took an 0-16 team to any length of wins and would become a hot commodity if somebody else.
Who are they going to draft, number one, Josh Rosen?
All I know is they better draft a quarterback. That's all there is to it. I don't know. Darnold seems like a better pick, right, the more we kind of dive into it. But I still think we're a long way off. Nobody seems to be clear-cut right now. So they need to draft a quarterback.
I think that's obvious.
Draft a quarterback.
That's obvious.
Yeah, but we got people here screaming Saquon Barkley at one, and I'm just like, are you guys crazy? We have a quarterback. We've had a quarterback since 99. Get me somebody. Brian Hoyer is your best quarterback. By the way, he'll be the Super Bowl MVP. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus. Who do you like in that game?
Oh, I like the Patriots. How can you not like the Patriots? Are you kidding?
Because we hate them.
So good on Sunday. Yeah, they're going to win. I mean, there's no way. There's no way. I mean, God, Brady looked so good last week in that fourth quarter. How can he's 40 years old. He's 40 years old.
You know when the Jags beat the Steelers? You know when the Jags beat the Steelers? I killed myself.
I thought I was worried about you.
Yeah, I killed myself. I died, and I somehow Mafia resuscitated me. Like Jesus, they moved the rock, and there I was, gone. Came back from the dead, and I'm doing the show again. When the Steelers and Penguins lose in championship-level games, like title games or Stanley Cup finals, I kill myself.
You'll be okay. You know, you need a visit to Lemieux Center. Have you been in there?
No, but I want to go. Mafia told me that when he buries me, he's going to bury me in my LeBron 15s.
Outside the Lemieux Center. That's where he should do it.
Yeah, and Mario Lemieux is my favorite athlete of all time, but he never wore cool basketball shoes ever. He wore, like, Skechers.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
You lose, man.
Listen, at least the Indians are the best team in baseball, except for the Astros.
We'll see what happens there, too. I mean, look, they've got the pitching. We know they're good. I don't know their best team in baseball. I mean, they've lost a couple hitters. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I'd love for them to get Machado, but we'll see.
Yeah, good luck with that.
They've got to do something.
I heard that they – I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. I heard that they actually had a shot at him.
Well, they were talking about giving up Salazar and Clevinger. I mean, would you give up two starters for him in a one-year deal? You've got – Lindor, who's a stud. I mean, could you imagine Manny Machado playing third base for the no one's going to get a ball through that side of the infield. I mean, do you know how good Ramirez, Lindor, and Machado play in the infield? Oh, come on.
That would be great. What about your boy infield. Stipe winning another fight? He's the world champ.
He's awesome. I mean, three times out. But he needs some marketing, doesn't he? Someone's got to step up and make him the superhero that he is. He deserves a statue in Cleveland. He does. He deserves a statue. But for some reason, the only thing he can do is he can get these – he's got, like, these – he's doing commercials for, like, basement systems or something like that here in Cleveland. I mean, why is this guy not a superhero across the country?
Is LeBron going to leave in the offseason? Is he going to leave and go to L.A. or somewhere?
You know, if you would have asked me before this week, I would have said no. I didn't think he was leaving. But I don't know why you would want to stick around for this if I were him. I wouldn't want to stick around. Go find something else. But, you know, LeBron's part of the problem, too. He doesn't hustle all the time. So I still think LeBron – I mean, my heart's telling me that he's still going to stay, and all the L.A. stuff is kind of garbage. And, you know, it's guys writing stories for clicks and people thinking that they know more than they probably do. LeBron's been really mellow through this thing. I mean, there have been times in the past when LeBron would be blaming everybody and say, get me help, what's the front office doing, people would be freaking out, blah, blah, blah. He's not. He keeps saying that our best basketball is ahead of us, we're going to do this, right. We'll be better. So he's been different in this stretch where they normally suck in January.
I think he's his do is creepy, and I think he needs to get rid of that Abe Lincoln beard. This is me just saying that, though, no one else. Andy Baskin, always great having you on the bench, brother. Thanks.
Love it. Anytime you need anything, my friend.
There he is, Andy Baskin from The Fan in Cleveland, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I'm watching this VCU overtime game in St. Louis. The Rams came back. They're up 73-69 with 9 seconds left. Nice comeback. Nice road win if they can handle these last 9 seconds. So who gave you Philly, New England in the big game? PharrellOnTheBench.com. That's who they trust me. That's who they want me. That's who they want to give them winners. Me, that's who they count on me. That's who. I hit 13 of the last 16 playoff bets that I gave you for 81% winners. Who does that? Me. Sign up now. Get all the props for the showdown and mini. Carver High's excited. Another huge week in the NBA. College hoops and NHL every week's big. Tomorrow night in the NBA, how about Chicago at Philly and Houston at Dallas? College hoops tomorrow night, Louisville at Miami. NHL tomorrow night, how about L.A. at Calgary, Toronto, Chicago? Don't forget the All-Star game is Sunday. Get every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Boxing and MMA as well. Daily fantasy rosters. It's all happening at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right, let's go. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance as well? Get it all at geico.com. Mark in Miami on QAM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Mr. Farrell?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. I'm getting ready for the Super Bowl, excited. And I'm actually a Giants fan, but I'm rooting for them Philadelphia Eagles, if you can believe that.
I really do. I can see why we had some of that last night. People in here saying that the Giants want to be remembered as the only team that ever beat them.
That would be. I didn't even think about it for that point. I was thinking about it for my sister-in-law, and I got friends that like the Eagles.
Yeah, no one cares about that. They care about. They care about, not your sister, but they care about, like, the Giants fans don't want to be. Like, they want to be the only team that ever beat them. Eli beat them twice. Nobody else has ever beat them. If Philly beats them, that would put an end to that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but you're rooting for them, is that right?
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Eagles. And my best friend Chavez is a diehard Redskins fan, and he thinks I'm a damn fool. He's making fun of me. And telling me I can't root for the Eagles, and I'm on the verge of ending our friendship over.
I think
that,
you should punch him in the face.
He says he's going to bury my head in the sand. He's going to bury me in the sand when he comes to Miami and kick me around like a kickball for this.
Is that right?
So, that's what he says. Yeah, he's going to kick my bald head around in the sand.
Carver, he's going to kick your bald head around like a soccer ball. It's actually a pretty good line when you think about it. I don't know.
Do you expect to see any violence here today?
I certainly hope so.
Carver High now questioning how many family members he mentioned on the call. He's giving it a 2 out of 10.
We haven't cracked 2 tonight.
That's still a 1.
Nobody's gotten above the lower echelon yet.
So still a 1. We've had several 1s, no 2s.
Anybody out there? Anybody?
Can you imagine if someone scraped a 3 or a 4?
Please.
You'd be like a rock star.
Please.
If you called this show and had something to say. Did he went through a litany of his relatives.
Chaz and Bonnie and
his wife,
and
his sister,
and everybody.
His neighbor.
You know? Everybody got in there. Hope everybody recorded it at home. We got you all in.
We let it happen.
Chaz.
Chaz is going to kick his head around like a soccer ball. I kind of thought that was funny, though. I like when friends threaten friends. You know what I mean?
It happens from time to
There's
time.
There's some of that going on. Jay, what he said last night, that he wants to be the only team that ever beat the Patriots. We're getting some of that in tonight, although that guy had no clue what that was about.
Well, the way that Jay feels is honestly how I would say 95% of the Giant fans feel. Maybe even higher.
So they're actually rooting for the Pats.
Oh, yeah. They want to keep this whole we're the only ones who beat them thing. And the end, which is more important to me, I would have more respect for them if they just came out and said, I hate the Eagles. Because they should. They're Giant fans. Step up and just say it. I hate Philadelphia.
They should
hate the Eagles.
Right. and the Cowboys,
forget this BS
and
about,
the Redskins.
About we want to be the only team that beat Brady and Belichick. You hate the Eagles. You're a Giant fan.
That's true enough.
It's that simple. Don't give me this other garbage.
Do you remember the what was it, Herm Edwards play at the Meadowlands? Like, they never forget that, do they, the Giants fans?
I could care less about the Eagles. I don't think anything of them. They've never eliminated the Giants from anything with the exception of the DeSean Jackson play, and the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl that year anyways. Giants have four Super Bowls. The Eagles have none. Or one?
None. So
I could care less about the Eagles. It's just nothing to me. Nothing.
I think that's that may be the strongest comment we've had tonight on the show, besides from me. I had several about A-Rod.
You don't care about the Eagles?
Jay just went to the top of the heap. We've had a lot of ones. We're ranking callers now on the show. Like, they do power polls, power rankings. There's always these polls coming out for everything. How do you rate this? How do you rate that? We're now rating callers. We give them every call tonight got a one just for calling. You get a one just to call. But if you scrape a two, you're getting there. Three, you're a rock star. Four, you're like gratis. I mean, five, you got your own parking spot. Six, you get a locker and free meals. Seven, you're welcome back tomorrow. Eight, nine, and 10, we'll get you a hooker.
That's what I
Come
want.
With us to Vegas.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of that at the Big Game Bash. Wait, are we live? Check one, two.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, 4227. So the WWE has officially fired star Enzo Amore in the wake of allegations he raped a woman in Arizona in October, allegedly. The company issued a statement saying the WWE has come to terms on the release of Enzo Amore, a.k.a. Eric Arndt. The accuser went public with her story yesterday, claiming Enzo and two friends got her Pharrell'd up in a allegedly Phoenix hotel room and that Enzo allegedly raped her. The woman filed a report with the Phoenix PD, and they're investigating. He finally spoke about it, apparently, today. And the story just keeps, you know, growing and going on and on. So he broke his silence. He lawyered up, and his attorney issued a statement saying, quote, over the last 2 days, this woman has made multiple public accusations against Eric, a.k.a. Enzo Amore, with the WWE, including allegations of sexual misconduct concerning an October incident in Phoenix. Mr. Arndt fully and unequivocally denies those accusations. He's cooperating with authorities in this matter and looks forward to having it resolved in a timely manner. Neither Mr. Arndt nor his counsel will make any further public comments on this matter. It just goes on and on. Her story is what's incredible, right? So her story from her side of it, and they show her on, she was on, what, TMZ? She was on TMZ and said she repeatedly told him to back off and leave her alone. She said, I said no countless times. I kept saying no. She gave them permission, TMZ, to publish her name and her face, and she laid out the allegation she made to the police. She claims he was hitting on her hard in a Phoenix hotel room and tried to slow him down, telling him, I want to get to know you first. He blew right past that, allegedly, and, she says he ripped off her tights and raped her in various parts of the hotel room allegedly. She said she was crying and she begged him to stop, but he threw her on a bed allegedly instead. And she hit her head very hard. She passed out. Allegedly, she said he continued to restrain her and push forward with the assault. Allegedly, a few days later, she spoke with the Phoenix PD and they opened the investigation. He's been fired from the WWE and he will not talk about the case because he's lawyered up. So he's got nothing but problems. That guy. And then how about this one? Your boy, Floyd Sr. Did you see that one, Carver High?
Yeah, he took a swing at somebody, right?
Allegedly. He says it's 100% not true. Law enforcement says the incident went down in Vegas in the early hours of September 17th following the Triple G Canelo fight. The alleged victim was heading toward Floyd's car when an argument broke out between the two. Floyd allegedly told the woman to get out of the car. She refused, so he reached in and dragged her out by her leg, allegedly. The 65-year-old allegedly made things worse by punching her in the leg once she was out of the car. The accuser claims Floyd then got in the driver's seat and sped off without her. The woman was hospitalized with injuries. Officials eventually charged him with battery, and on January 16th, an arrest warrant was issued. We spoke to his reps. Allegedly, TMZ wrote this, that he is trying to extort, the victim is trying to extort money, and she's angry because she's not getting the money from Floyd. It's not going to go the way she wants it to go. Can you believe the stuff that we get every day in here? Isn't it unbelievable? It just never ends. Now the money team has to deal with that, right? How do they deal with that one? Pay her off, get rid of her, put her in a hole in the desert. Is that possible? Isn't that what they say they do with problems in Las Vegas?
Anything can happen.
Anything's possible. Let's hope that you and I don't end up in a hole in the desert when we're in Las Vegas. I think we're fairly safe at the... I always feel safe at our home away from home. Where is our home away from home, Carver High?
That would be the D in downtown Las Vegas.
Mafia, what's your favorite place to go in Las Vegas?
The D.
Of course. I mean, it's simple.
Dancing dealers, Andiamo, the long bar. What else do you need?
You know, someone said to me today, this chick I know, Brittany, she's cool, and she said, Pharrell, she said, you're not going to the, like, strip? And I go, who goes to the strip? I'm like, you know who goes to the strip, right? Like, stupid drunk tourists. You know who goes downtown? Everyone that matters and all the locals and all the celebrities and athletes. That's where they go to party, right? Do they not do that? Is that not the place to be, is down at the D and the Golden Gate? Is that not true?
It is, and it's going to be the place, you know, whatever the name of the new place is going to be, that's going to be the place once it opens.
What about, how about Pharrelli's? What do you think? No?
The Pharrella Palatial.
The Pharrella Palatial.
That's better.
Woo!
The Pharrella Palatial West.
How about Carver High's Hangout?
Yeah, we could do that.
How about the Pharrella Palatial TV and radio studios? And then we'll have our new show there. I'm going to die in Las Vegas. What do you think?
I think that these are all outstanding ideas.
Outstanding ideas that we're working on, formulating. We're formulating all kinds of ideas here. By the way, Vegas is up 4-2 on Columbus right now. That game's at Vegas. I'm looking at the D logos in the corner boards right now, so I knew where the game was. All I did was look at the ice. I saw the D. Boom. The official hotel of the Knights. So we'll be there all next week doing the show live at the View Bar, second floor. You cannot miss it. Just go to the D on Fremont Street. Walk in. Say, where's the escalator? Boom. Go up to the second floor. Boom. We're right there. You'll hear us. We take over that place all next week, live. Huge guests. It's a fun time. Even your boy, the legend, John Kincaid, the biggest Eagle fan I know, will be stopping by next Friday night, a week from Friday, to do the annual Super Bowl visit at the D. He always comes down and hangs out with us and does it. I forget where he does. Doesn't he do like some kind of party or something on the Super Bowl at the Bellagio or something? Isn't that where he does it? Maybe he does it at the Mandalay, those
shows. He's doing
shows
from there. I know. I think he's doing a Sunday show or doing one of the weekend shows for here from Vegas.
On CBS Sports Radio from Vegas, right?
Yes.
All right. But the only show that matters is the show he does with us.
That's correct, of course.
And hopefully he claims he's going to have special guests appearing with us this year. Special surprise guests.
Really?
We always have surprises when we're in Vegas.
Yeah, Kincaid will be doing his show from Vegas Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on CBS Sports Radio.
That's great. I really don't know why we don't just live there. Dave in Annapolis, Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott Farrell, my man.
What's up?
Hey, you had mentioned that your favorite athlete is Mario Lemieux. If I can, let me please tell you a real quick story as to why I like him, too.
All right.
Back in the day, the Penguins came to play the Capitals at the old Cap Center, and as usual, they whooped them. And there was a really big fight at the end of the game. So while the refs were sorting everything out, there was only 1 or 2 seconds left. They called the two captains over. That would be Lemieux and Dale Hunter. And all the Cap fans were leaving, so me and my drunken buddy snuck down low. We were probably 6th or 7th row, right above the glass level. And for some reason, my idiot buddy starts cussing and screaming everything he could think of at Mario Lemieux. I mean, he wouldn't stop. And with pure class, your boy, 66, didn't say a word. He pointed up at the scoreboard that said Pittsburgh 3, Washington 1. He looked right at my buddy and yawned at him. And I tell you what, my buddy shut his mouth, limped out of there. It was the funniest thing I ever saw.
That's great, right? He was never one for talking or being – he was always literally – I mean, and even Carver High and Mafia remember this. He was just so classy. Like, he just played, right? He was never involved in any shenanigans. He just played.
I was a North Stars fan, and as you remember, in 91
– believe me.
– single-handedly killed us.
Killed him. They always show that highlight of him going right down the middle of the ice and just dive bombing your goalie and just
John Casey had no shot.
Right, going through like every player on the ice like butter and then scoring. It was embarrassing. He broke tore his groin in two.
He was a man and you had him.
Oh God, it was unbelievable watching him play. When he was healthy and when he was at the top of his game and in his, you know, prime, like that 91-92 year when they won it back-to-back, I mean, he was unstoppable. That was it. I mean, every single game he did something. Goals, assists, every game. It was every night. It was like, I mean, there was no difference in watching Gretzky. It was every night. It was just automatic. You went to watch him, and you knew that he was going to produce and score every night. There was no ever a night off. He just always produced. I mean, he'd have 3 goals or 2 goals and 3 assists, 4 assists. I mean, the guy, everything went through him. All the plays, all the goals, everything. He was on the score sheet for everything. It was unbelievable. It was like the luckiest thing of my life for me, being a hockey fan, to have that guy play with my team. Like, it was the luckiest thing ever. And then to get Crosby and see him win 3 Stanley Cups. Lemieux won 2. Crosby won 3. And I mean, who knows? The guy might win more. I mean, who knows? I mean, this guy, people hate him and they make fun of him. They call him every name in the book, but he might win more. You never know. I mean, the guy's that good. He could win more.
Do you think fans that are not Penguins fans respect Lemieux more than they do Crosby?
Yes. I think no one. I think a lot of people refuse to respect Crosby. They think he's a crybaby and everything else. And like I said a million times, you can call him whatever you want. Just keep calling him names, and he's got, like, just an entire, like, shrine in his house of rings and awards and gold medals and Stanley Cups and hearts and Conn Smythes. And, I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest players to ever play in the NHL, as all these drunken, stupid-ass fans talk about how much they don't like him. Like, it's so funny to me. They don't like him because he's so Pharrell and good. That's what it is. They can't stand him because he breaks their back. I mean, the guy's a stud, and that's why they don't like him. They hate him because he's a winner. Everyone hates winners. At the end of the day, if you're – like, they hate Brady. They hate the Patriots because they win. That's why they hate him. There's no other reason. What is the reason? They cheat? It's because they win everything. People are sick of them because all they do is win. That's all there is to it. And the same thing when the Niners were winning or the Cowboys or the Steelers. They hate them because they win. And people get sick of teams on top. And they want them to tumble. And that's just all there is to it. And there was a really hot chick at the Knights game I just saw right now. And it threw me off my spiel. I was rolling right there. You know what's cool, Carver High, is not only are the Vegas Knights the best team in the NHL, but their arena looks like the coolest arena in the league, too. Have you ever seen it? It's like lit up, like it's the greatest arena in the league.
We were there. It was awesome. I looked at you that day when we were there for the McGregor fight. I was like, this place is going to be awesome for hockey.
Shangri-La.
And if and let's say the game, you can go hang out outside. They had those balconies out there looking over the strip.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
There is no place in the league even like it, is there?
Sight lines on the inside were incredible. Just a first-class arena.
Can you imagine, like, every guy in the league is going to want to play there?
Very possible.
I mean, I think it's already happening, isn't it? And not only that, they give their players deals. Everything's top shelf, right? Everything about it. Their practice facility. They can eat at Andiamo. I mean, they got it all. As long as they don't have my table at Andiamo Saturday night. Have we called there yet? We need to get that done this week, or I'm going to lose my temper in a hurry. We got to do it sooner than later, too. The longer we wait, the less chance we'll get it. I'll be very angry. Very angry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.